Lusaka man are charged with manslaughter after Feto B attack. Fear grips Akito residents as Inseva youth gangs reportedly rise. In Africa news, a triple shooting in South Africa's Atholen leaves a baby and two women dead. To present the evening news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 60-year-old Lusaka man has been arrested and charged in connection with the death of a 77-year-old woman who died after being attacked by bees in Helen Kaunda area. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that Matunda Pasco has been charged with one count of manslaughter and three counts of unlawful acts causing a harm following the incident which occurred on February 2nd, 2026. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the suspect allegedly kept bees unlawfully and without a permit at his residential property, leading to the fatal attack on Judith Malango and injuries to three other residents. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect reported himself to police on February 17th after being summoned through his legal representatives. Investigations indicate the bees were kept without a proper authorization in a residential area. A postmortem conducted on February 3rd confirmed that the cause of the death was multiple bee stings.
The charges relate to the death of Mrs. Judith Malango and harm caused to the following victims: Mambwe Mwanza, age 28, Martin Kalenga, 45, and Mianda Sunga, 48. All victims are residents of Helen Kaunda. The suspect is currently in custody awaiting court appearance. Brief background of the case is that on February 2, 2026, around 14:50 hours, Kalingalinga Police Post received a report from Mr. Richard Ngoma, age 68, of Livala Stage 1, that his aunt, Judith Malango of Helen Kaunda, had been stung by bees area that morning around 10:30 hours and later died.
Residents of Kitwe's Kawama East Ganaton Kamatipa area are living in fear following an alleged rise in youth gangs calling themselves Inseva. Speaking on behalf of concerned residents, Emmanuel Mokoka has told Common Ready News that the unruly youths are reportedly moving in large groups while carrying offensive weapons, including knives, golf sticks, machetes, and other dangerous objects. Mr. Mokoka says that while similar groups in other areas may be referred to as junkies, in Kitwe the youths identify themselves as Inseva. He has since called for increased police patrols in the affected communities to help restore security and protect residents.
Nde sha reporti pamongo mwikashi wako Kawama East Anatoni Kamachipa Kawama KCC kukitwe kuno kunche nde chile mweneka kwati natu ingirirwa sana na new generation ya wanto wale ita kweba chinseva kutuwa weta chama junkie but kuno wale weta chinseva awa wantu niwa yusi ya wenda wantu wa wengi sana mostri wenda nama golf stick ama knife nama wipo nzaya pusana pusana awa wantu wale chita ataki awa umuntu tori wonse either teacher any resident uwe lesa kwa munche nde muno so please tule romba kwa uteko sila winga lole kesha po sana more especially uku chita kukisha kwa police force so that wabu mbela chapa muna wekala mwishi wako no kunche nde inga chetanya u problemu ya ama janki na angula ama nseva.
Residents near Buluwe Road in Lusaka's Woodlands area have voiced their frustration after a fire destroyed the classic Jita Deco furniture outlet on Tuesday evening. The blaze, which started around 19 hours, completely gutted the store. Residents say they alerted the fire brigade shortly after noticing the flames, but responders allegedly arrived nearly 2 hours later, by which time the fire had spread extensively. They also claim emergency teams appeared unfamiliar with the exact location of Buluwe Road and lacked adequate equipment to effectively contain the blaze. Community members believe a quicker response could have minimized the damage and are calling for improved emergency services in the area.
Yeah, pamene rezo bwira mchikira mtown na mbota fikache pa Buluwe Road tiza company furniture amene ilimu muriro so kumbira banzatu bameze beze pasini manakamba no vina chitika mbako wa timuliro namba kuma 19 na niweze kungo tuma tuma mafoni bati chini chamese chanega nanka la disappointed jevi yako bati ni situation yako bati wa fire brigade tozo ziwa pa area pakwe bati mpaka yanko wao that no mga kapale wanika mo mwende che straight mzao na che ma flames ya muliro mzapa ziwa kwa pali bantu diva awe ndeva nitapa la peza pana wana fika wana peza yeti nishivintu vapi ya bonse so ndeva na chitika.
Mapapa Village headman and chief Chikupili Lazarus Mayuya has called for urgent intervention at Mapapa Government School in Luano District, Central Province. He cites overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities are following the destruction of a classroom block at the school. Headman Mayuya has emphasized that whilst the government's provision of free education is commendable, quality learning requires a timely and sufficient investment in the infrastructure. He further marks that without urgent measures, the promise of free education may be undermined by unsafe and unsuitable learning environments. These concerns came to light after Headman Mayuya toured the Mapapa Government School facilities where the challenges were directly observed.
Twalikwetya abana be school abashale sambira abengi abana nabana bare sambira bali banono pali yanchita pantu chalengere twalifwa kwa fyashu kulipira mpya ku masukuru nomba pano lo baleta kwa babuteko free education. Wena abana bonse bali abashale fyo kwanisho kusambirira naba bwera bonse bali sambira mu masukuru wena kutashya sana nomba ubu afi atukwete kovunga bumo pamonga mu mapapa isukuru lyali tumwike umutenge kwena kweba fyashichi tuwalishuwe fya kuchitapa akuma kuboko nomba tulelo mbabanga tuwafu wapalichi pantoba na besukulu wale sambira mwishi ya simuti walelo kwa nemfula mwishi ya simuti pantule tilo kwa timweba na nanguchinga besile somu inewishi wakesa atuwasuka.
We break for a few commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, chokako, bwana ama bwana fika.
Oh.